It's 7:09, and joining me right now is Shae King, and Shae's title at the Racine Public Library is Head of Business Development, and it's good to have you here again.
Plus, happy to be back.
And you arrange all the guests for us, too, which is nice.
I do.
Now, watching over you today, the mayor is here.
Morning.
And just making sure everything's on the up and up with the library. He's here.
He's here to offer support.
He wanted to make sure the city money was going to a good cause.
And it is.
And we're going to prove it is right now. Because we got a lot of things going on at the Racine Public Library. And now you need authors. Was it local authors you're calling for? We got a couple of guests. I went there that day. You had the local authors.
Yeah.
And I got all their business cards and all their, you know, stuff. And we've had some on the air already.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good because there are a lot of local authors around here.
Yeah, we get a lot of interest in showcasing our authors locally. So every April we host a local author showcase, and that is an excellent way for authors to come meet each other, for fans to come meet their favorite local authors, to buy some new books, to learn about some new writers. It's a really great time. Next author showcase is going to be April 25th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And right now we are holding signups for authors to come and participate. You can submit your application at racinelibrary.info/author-signup-2026. Deadline is Sunday, January 4th.
Everybody's got a book in them.
Yep, that's right.
Everybody's life has a book. Even my life has a book. I'm too lazy to write it, but it's got a book in there somewhere.
I already wrote mine.
Did you really?
When I was 12. It's not good.
you want to hear an autobiography. In, I guess it was second grade, we had to write our autobiography. And I still have it. It's the most embarrassing thing you ever want to read. It starts off, I was born in the Bronx, and I remember the doctor picking me up and slapping me to get me to cry. I mean,
you remember being born?
You gotta read this autobiography.
No,
it is the worst. I gotta have it made into a Hallmark movie. It's just terrible. So I obviously, that's not the book that I have in me. All right, we got a lot of closures coming up because it comes around Christmas and New Year's. Let's go over the closures.
Yes. So our bookmobile is going to be closed starting Monday, December 22nd through Friday, January 2nd. Its regular school year schedule resumes Saturday, January 3rd. If you are a bookmobile patron, your holds are going to be routed to the main library building starting on Saturday, December 20th until the bookmobile is back in service. So you'll be able to start picking up any holds directly at the library building beginning Monday, December 22nd. And keep an eye on our website if you're a regular bookmobile patron. The snowy season is the time of year when we see the most unexpected closures due to weather or unforeseen maintenance. So keep an eye on our website, racinelibrary.info. If there's ever a bookmobile cancellation, you will see it at the top of the website in a big red banner. Library building is going to be closed on Wednesday, December 24th, Thursday, December 25th for Christmas, and again, Wednesday, December 31st, and Thursday, January 1st for New Year's. And then finally, our bus pass hours are going to be unavailable Tuesday, December 23rd through Thursday, January 1st.
So in other words, you guys aren't going to work for the next several weeks.
Basically. Well, Bookmobile is going to be enjoying a nice little vacation, but we'll still have people staffing the building other than Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve.
I remember the Bookmobile when I was a kid, and it basically looks exactly the same as it is today. I mean, nothing's changed in the Bookmobile.
There are some pictures of one of the very first models of a Bookmobile that we had locally, and that thing looked like a tin can. They've really updated the design, but that would have been like back when the library first launched, basically.
Let's talk about free bus passes, something I didn't know about.
Yeah, so free bus passes are one of the resources we've been offering to patrons for a couple of years. These are here as basically a social service to assist patrons who need help with transportation to doctor's appointments, job interviews, things like that. Patrons can come get up to 5 bus passes per person per month.
Yes. When did this start?
It was back in 2022, I want to say.
Was it COVID?
Yeah. I in a coma? When did this happen? I've never heard of this
before. We've been pretty quiet on the advertising because we were getting such demand for it just through word of mouth that we weren't able to keep up with it. But the service is much steadier now. So we're able to start talking about it on the air, putting it on our website, things like that.
Wow, I never knew about that. That's kind of a neat service.
Yes, and there's no income requirement. The only thing you need to do to get a bus pass is come in and say, look, I have here on my phone, I'm going to be going to the doctor like January 1st. Can you give me a bus pass? So our social worker will verify your name, and that's pretty much it.
Never heard of that before. Yeah. That's pretty neat. All right. Let's talk about the study rooms. Now, I never heard of this either. What's the study room?
So our study rooms are, we have 5 rooms up on our second floor, and you can use them for whatever you want. So you've got, like, people use them to study, to do research projects. People use them to get tests proctored. That's another service we offer. And you can either... There's a couple of different ways you can get your hands on a study room. We do always recommend calling in advance if you need one at a specific time, because there's not every day, but there's times of day when they get pretty booked up. And that's the best way to make sure that you can guarantee yourself a spot. But you are also always welcome to walk in and ask at the central desk on the second floor if we have one available.
When I went to college, we had the regular library, then we had the quiet library room.
Yes.
And since I worked overnights and I was a janitor in the early evening, going to school, I was dead tired, so I used to sleep in that study room at the library at the college. And I had it, all the librarians had my schedule. They knew when to wake me up. And I used to tip them by getting them some for the cafeteria. And so that was my life going to college.
And you know, it's not against our policy to sleep in the library as long as you don't do it right in the middle of the aisle.
All right, that's good. We're talking to Shay King, head of business development for the Racine Public Library. Got a lot of programs for the rest of the year. Year's not over yet.
It's not. And we are still hosting programs and activities for you. So I'm going to run through these pretty quickly. So as I'm going, remember, all of the details are online at racinelibrary.info/calendar. So Thursday, December 18th, we have a Bree to Disabree. Come in and chat about whatever movies you're watching, whatever books you're reading. That's 6 p.m. in the Martin Room, and that is an adult program. Friday, December 19th, we have Senior Games Uno. So come have some friendly competition. The person with the highest score by the end of the session is the winner. Beginners are always welcome. That'll be noon to 2 p.m. in the community room. And that is for anyone who is 50 years of age or older. Drop-in movies, we have it every other Friday. This time it's falling on December 19th. That's 2 to 4 p.m. You can drop in whenever you like. There's always going to be movies listed outside of the community room, which is the room where the movies are playing. We do recommend an adult audience for this one, but youngsters are welcome with parental permission. And then we have Minecraft Building Club coming up Monday, December 22nd, 4:30 to 5:30. That one's in the Innovation Lab. It is a tween program. For this one, registration is required, so definitely make sure you check the website in advance. That's where you'll find our registration link. Come build in the Minecraft server that the library hosts, join other players. You don't need to bring your own computer, your own software. All of that will be set up for you when you get here.
Who comes up with all this stuff?
All kinds of people. We have like 15 people on our programming committee.
I thought you just take a book out and you return it and it's all done.
We're here to give you things to do, too.
Wow. Okay, so that's all that's for the rest of the year.
There's a couple more.
Okay, you want to go through that?
Sure. I'll be quick. So Senior Art Create with Ken, that is Tuesday, December 23rd, noon to 2 p.m. Make sure for this one as well, registration is required, so check the website. This one fills up fast, so don't get your hopes up, but if you are interested in getting in, the earlier the better. That one is also for adults 50 years of age or older. That'll be in the community room. Teen Hangout Hour, we're having a holiday party on Tuesday, December 23rd, 5 to 6 p.m. We are celebrating all holidays, not just Christmas season or any other holidays around this time of year. So we've got Halloween will be celebrated, Valentine's Day, Arbor Day, and there will be snacks.
Earth Day,
that's right. Whatever holiday you can imagine, it'll be here waiting for you. Last two for the year, Stitch and Mitch is Tuesday, December 23rd, 5 p.m. in the Business Center. That one's for adults and teens, no registration required. Bring your craft, come hang out, enjoy some good conversation. And then last program of the year is the Scribblers in Adult Coloring Club, Friday, December 26th, 11 a.m. in the community room. That's for adults, no registration.
Wow. And that's just this year, the end of this year.
Yeah.
Now, new to 2020. I still can't say 2026 yet. It's not rolling off
my tongue. I know, it doesn't feel right.
Rolling off my tongue yet. So new to 2026, you came up with a whole bunch of new ones, huh?
Yes. So first starting off with our highlighted partner programs that are new to 2026, we are going to be hosting a quarterly community resource fair. The first Participant of the Year is Friday, February 6th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's going to be upstairs on the second floor of the building. So if you're coming as an attendee, it'll be a great chance to explore local options for support and social services all in one place. And if you are somebody who might be interested in tabling, you can apply to table at racinelibrary.info/calendar. Search for the event. There will be an application form embedded. On Tuesday, February 3rd, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., we have Rent Smart. This one's a totally new program. We have not, to my memory, hosted one of these before. This is for adults in the Lee Room. Registration is required. And it is basically a way to learn how you can make renting the best experience possible for you. It's hosted by UW-Madison, and they're going to teach you the responsibilities and rights that landlords and tenants have, ways that landlords can screen renters, how you can build relationships with landlords and neighbors, and all kinds of other helpful tips for just making the experience work for you, understanding what's legal, understanding what you can do to make it work out well for you. And then our final new partner program coming up so far is Cocoa Crafts and Sexual Health Chats. This is hosted in partnership with the City of Racine Public Health Department and with Clario. So that'll be Thursday, January 15th, 6 to 7:30 p.m., in the community room. It's for adults. Registration is required. Obviously, there's going to be cocoa, work on crafts, learn something new. There's also going to be free confidential HIV testing. Anybody who does receive a test that day will also get a $10 gift card.
Have the cocoa first if you get bad news. You're not going to want that cocoa, are you?
Yeah. Enjoy your cocoa.
First.
And we're keeping our fingers crossed for good news for you.
Yeah. Okay, so, and that's everything that's the new ones for 2026 so far.
Yes, so far, new partner programs, and that's not even counting all of the returning programs we have for 2026. So you can see everything online at racinelibrary.info/calendar.
All right, let's get to the important thing here now. This is very important. I'm on the hold list for Downton Abbey, the finale on DVD or Blu-ray, whatever comes in first.
That's a popular one.
Yeah, I think there's like 300 people ahead of me. So I'm on the list. Now, I could call and can I check on it to see where if I moved up the list at all?
You can. We can tell you like what place in line you are.
Again, this is not for me. This is for my wife. She loves Downton Abbey.
That's fair.
I mean, I'm not denying. I watched some of the PBS series. It was pretty good.
I feel like you're a covert enjoyer.
No. I'll tell you what happened. When Downton Abbey, one of the first movie that came to the theaters, I didn't want to sit in the theater.
There were all
these ladies with red hats and everything who went to go see it, and I didn't want to sit in the theater. Godzilla was playing next door.
Oh.
The new Godzilla movie. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll see Godzilla, you see this. When we get done, we'll both, you know, compare disasters and see which was worse.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so the problem is when you go to see a movie like that in theaters, there were people in the theater yelling at the screen, it shouldn't be late. And, you know,
because they're
rabid fans of Downton Abbey, and they're talking during the whole thing, and they're pointing out things to each other. And, see, with this, now remember when he did this, and they weren't there with
it. Oh, my goodness.
Said, it's real annoying when you're watching a movie.
Yeah, I feel, how are you going to enjoy the movie? Well, maybe they are enjoying the movie.
Now, I have a library wish list on my phone.
Oh, wonderful.
I keep it here. And it talks about let's see where I got it here. It lists the things that I want to get out of the library next time I come in. Because my wife just got a whole bunch of DVDs and we watch it.
Yeah.
People say, when I say DVD, they say, really? Do you rub two sticks together to get, you know, fire in your house too? I mean, how far back are we going here? They make them, folks. All the current movies are out on DVD and Blu-ray.
I still prefer DVDs.
Yeah. What's going on there? So, I got a list here of the movies I want to get out. One of them's not on there. One of them you don't have, Who'll Stop the Rain with Nick Nolte.
You could request it if you want to.
I know I can, but I just, you know, I don't want to have some guy schlepping out to Beloit to get me a movie.
So we have people who are already going to be coming from Beloit to the library anyway. Like, we've got delivery people, so you might as well put your DVD on their cart, you know?
So, Mayor, do you go to the library a lot?
I was just there yesterday, in fact.
Oh, good.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
All right. Book? Movie?
Meeting.
Meeting.
Okay. But still. I was meeting with the library director just yesterday.
Now, I still want to know, when you go into the elevator at the Racine Public Library, there are three buttons. First floor, second floor, and the third button doesn't have a floor number on it. Now, it's like a Twilight Zone episode when they went into the department store and they went up to the mysterious ninth floor where all the mannequins came to life. What's going on that third button? That's what I want to know. I'm going to push it next time I get in there, see what happens.
Well, we don't like to tell people about this, but there is a secret pocket dimension with all of the books that have ever been thrown out. You can find them all there.
Oh, that's where you keep the people who never return the books tied up.
Oh, you can find them there, too.
I'm going to hit that button next time. I just don't want the thing crashing to, like, the basement or something.
No, I don't think anything's going to happen. Because the clock tower has a third floor, but the building doesn't. There's a roof.
There's a button in that elevator. They put it there for a reason. All right. Jay King, head of business development for the Racine Public Library. Now, we're going to get a new schedule of people from the library coming in soon, right?
That's right. Starting in January, we'll have some new folks coming back in to say hey and chat about the library.
All right. Well, thank you, Shay. I do appreciate it. Have a nice Christmas. Have a nice New Year's.
Yes. Happy holidays. See you soon.
And keep those programs cranking out at the library.
Oh, we will. You know we will.
And you've got the new authors thing coming up, Racine Authors thing.
That's right. Yeah,
so that's going to be good. I'm going to go see that, pick up some interviews.
Awesome. We'll look forward to seeing you there.
It'll be nice.